have a keen interest in quail are the ones that want to look after them and learn more about them. And at this point of time, quail hunters are one of these groups that really do look after them. If we look at America, for example, bobwhite quail over in America is one of the most researched birds in Northern America. And that's because bobwhite quail hunting is worth over $1 billion a year. There's just so much money going into the management and the research of those quail. I'm not saying that you're going to get those figures in Australia, but what I'm saying is by having a interest group of people that want to know more about quail, do want to utilise quail, but only do so if it's sustainable and that maintains the resource now and into the future for other generations.
Another one of our texters tonight, Matt, says, well, asks, why hunt quails? Not much tucker there.
Well, they're half right. They're half right. Like, you know, people hunt quail for one reason. That's a fresh, organic, free-range protein. It, one, certainly doesn't make a meal. That's why there's a reasonable bag so people can, in a regulated season, get enough birds to enjoy a meal with friends and family. But that's the reason why people hunt quail. It's just like fishing. People go out fishing to catch a fish to feed the family and friends. That's the same reason why people hunt quail.
So this is all about sustainable hunting. At the end, when do you think you will be able to wrap up the project and say with much greater certainty, Matt Godson, that there are as many quail out there as you think there are and that hunting is a sustainable practice?
Well, I can say off the bat, hunting is a sustainable practice, but we do want to show that in real data and a comprehensive report. I'm hopefully going to run this project for another 2 years, so then I have 3 years of data, which I'll be able to do quite deep analysis on that, and hopefully present the findings to a conference next year, as well as potentially put into a peer-reviewed journal article.
Matt, thanks for joining us on ABC Evenings tonight.
It's been a pleasure, Lee. Thanks for letting us on. And could I just put a word out there that any harvest operators that are interested in joining into the project, the easiest way would be to jump onto the CHASA website, which is chasa.org.au, and they should be able to find their way to a information page that outlines the research project, which is the presence and abundance of stubble quail across South Australia.
Matt, thanks for that. Matt Godson.
No worries.
Thanks. He's the Quail Research Project Co-Ordinator. You're listening to